Track 4 and more news stories. Teenager's death was a tragic accident, the coroner rules. A Ukrainian teenager died after slipping off the Dawlish seawall while walking in the dark, an inquest heard. Albina Yevkov, of 14, was found on a sandy beach between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren one night in March 2023. Detective Inspector Becky Davis, head of the local public protection team, said Albina's glasses, headphones and mobile phone were found on the dry side of the beach. Albina was found face down on the beach where her hair was dry, but her clothes were dishevelled as the tide began coming back in. DI Davis said Alina had been messaging a friend for around 90 minutes as she went out for a walk on her own that night until around 7:24 p.m. when she stopped reading and responding to messages and calls. The officer said they had ruled out foul play and suicide and said everything points to a tragic accident. She said Albina, who escaped the Russian invasion in April 2022 and settled in Dawlish with her mother, Ina, did not deliberately jump from the wall to end her life. DI Davis said there was no barrier to stop anyone coming off the seawall and no markings to show people the edge of it, as well as no lighting on a dry but breezy dark night. She added there was no evidence her mobile phone was being used at the time of the fall. She could have been on her mobile phone, but we cannot say. There was no evidence of mental health issues at the time of the incident. Pathologist Dr. Deborah Cook said Albina suffered multiple injuries after a fall from height. The area coroner, Alison Longhorn, recorded an accidental death. She told Exeter's coroner's court she fell from height while walking along the seawall onto the beach below, sustaining injuries. Andrew Warren, safety boss from Network Rail, confirmed there are no railings on the seawall, which was first built in the late 1840s, and the rail line was famously washed away in storms in 2014. He said there was a public right-of-way along the wall, but added, "We do not invite people onto the seawall, but there is a right of access since it was created." In the 1970s, there were a series of serious incidents where people fell off or were washed off the wall, but the inquest then heard from 1974 to 2008, there had been other fatalities as well as injuries. Mr. Warren said it would be an extremely challenging task to fit handrails along the old section of the seawall. He also said a white line painted along the edge of the wall in the 1990s only lasted 2 years before it was eroded.
Street is set to close for 2 months. Queen Street will close for 2 months, Devon County Council's interactive roadworks map shows. The map, showing both present and future work, shows a road closure in place from August the 12th to October the 11th. The Council's Queen Street Enhancement Scheme webpage says Queen Street will remain accessible by vehicles as in the current arrangement during most of the phases of construction. During Phase 3, August to September 24, when works are being undertaken on the north side of Queen Street, between Courtney Street and Albany Street, there will be the requirement for a road closure to enable footway widening and resurfacing. A diversion for all vehicles will be put in place and clearly signed. The exact dates of the road closure will be subject to coordination with other nearby roadworks.
Library Tea and Natter Event for Loneliness. Tynwyth Library may have the answer to the question asked in the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby song, with an event held as part of Loneliness Awareness Week. The Tea and Natter morning was aimed at encouraging people to connect over a hot drink and biscuits with activities including weaving, jigsaws, board games and Lego to help people feel at ease. We wanted to do something for all ages and give people something to do rather than just have formal chats, explained Tynmouth Library First Assistant Rachel Oakes, who organised the event. National Loneliness Awareness Week was started by the Marmalade Trust to raise awareness of loneliness and encourage people to connect with each other. This year's theme is Random Acts of Connection, which is aimed at inspiring everyone to increase everyday moments of connection that help people feel happier and less lonely. The idea for the Tynmouth Library event came after librarians realised that their monthly book chat group was providing more than just an opportunity to talk about what people had read, but was a chance for members to chat about anything. After the first few sessions of book chat, we noticed that people were coming because they wanted to meet people and make connections, Rachel commented. So that's why today we've put out resources, such as Community Weave Project, Puzzles and Lego. One person who has first-hand experience of how Tynmouth Library can offer more than just books is Tricia. When I moved here, I didn't really know anyone and I don't have much family, she said. But after joining the book chat group, Tricia became so involved that she joined the Friends of Tynmouth Library. The librarians have also put out leaflets that direct people to other local organisations that offer social connections, such as Tynmouth's Alice Cross Centre and the befriending service offered by Volunteering in Health. According to a 2023 survey by Nextdoor in partnership with the Marmalade Trust, 85% of adults said they had experienced loneliness in the previous 12 months, and nearly half felt chronically low.
Pinning hopes on raising funds. A Dawlish charity has thanked a resident who created pin badges for the organisation to sell to boost its finances. Dawlish Community Transport was rocked last year when an arson attack destroyed some of its vehicles used to take elderly and disabled people to medical appointments and on trips. Now, Richard Hayward, who has made badges for other local organisations, including the Royal British Legion, has created one for the DCT. Having benefited from the charity's car scheme, Richard was keen to help and funded the badges himself using the charity's logo. He has donated 100 badges to the DCT. Officer manager Sally Preston described Richard as a kind gent. She said, having benefited from the good work of Dawlish Community Transport, Richard took his idea of having our logo printed onto a badge. Now we can sell them to raise funds and keep our wheels turning in the community. We can't thank him enough for doing this for us.
King's Care Fete. King's Care League of Friends is holding a summer fete on Tuesday, July the 2nd, to raise funds for the community group. The event will take place at 5 Heal Road in Kingstainton and runs from 10:30 till 12:30. The £3 entry fee includes a drink and a slice of cake or a scone. There will be various stalls and a raffle. King's Care was set up in 1997 by Kingstainton Medical Practice to improve the quality of life of those in need throughout Kingstainton, Newton Abbott and the surrounding villages. The charity provides advice, support, transport, memory cafes and groups covering interests from writing and singing to exercise and craft.